Start with Matt Kawahara.
Hi, Bob. What did you see going on maybe with Frankie there in that first inning?
You know what? They just made some good swings, hit the ball the other way, you know, had him on the run early. A lot of times that, you know, with a starter, you can get him before he gets into his rhythm. That was probably the case in the first. After that, he pitched really well, you know, up until the sixth. And, you know, that's my fault for letting him give up three runs right there. I mean, he was cruising along, gets two out, nobody on, gets a base runner, and I get somebody up, and he hits a guy and gives up a three-run homer. That's my fault that he gave up the extra three runs.
So Justice De Los Santos.
Hey, Bob, how do you kind of evaluate a night like this where he had the five-run first inning? As you mentioned, he cruises along, and then, you know, he does allow that three-run homer in the end.
I thought, you know what, that's what you look for is, you know, it's easy to get down after giving up five runs, but he didn't, you know, he gave us innings. We're in a little bit of a 10-game stretch again where, you know, we don't want to have to go too early in the game. So he fought through it and pitched well up until two outs in the sixth. So I evaluate him as, you know, fighting pretty hard tonight.
Manolo.
Bob, what was your first impression of Acevedo?
Yeah, I mean, what we saw in spring, he throws pretty hard. He hides the ball a little bit, got some deception. You know, sometimes there's going to be some nerves your first time's out. And, you know, your first big league appearance didn't show it. Had a clean inning. Nice start for him.
Back to Matt Kawahara.
What did you observe of the checks between innings of the pitchers? Anything stand out to you there?
You know, I thought it probably went better than I expected. I mean, the umpires really made it look easy and, you know, had good banter with the relievers. You could see them kind of joking around and smiling with them. It didn't feel like, you know, a situation that, you know, they were like they're being frisked or something like that. I think the umpires made it pretty seamless today. I thought it went better than I would have expected.
In the sixth inning with pinch hitting Brown for Pinder there, was that just to get the platoon matchup?
Yeah, I mean, it didn't work out. You know, you got to be right. It didn't work out.
We'll finish with Manolo.
Bob, could you talk a little bit about the reception that Elvis got there? It seems on TV that he got pretty emotional, too.
Yeah, I mean, not a surprise that he got the type of reception he did. You know, Monday night, good crowd. Probably a lot had to do with Elvis coming back to town and playing. So I think we all got a little choked up too. He's meant so much to this city and this team, and he's been with them so long. You know, you have to kind of step back and realize how much he's meant here. So great reception, and wouldn't surprise me if he was a little bit emotional. He probably should have been.
All right. Well, Frankie Montas next.
Thanks, Bob.
Rick, he's right here. Let's start with Matt Kawahara.
Hey, Frankie. What would you maybe point to that went on in that first inning where they were able to kind of jump on you there for early?
I mean, I feel like everything does that. Like, especially when they know a guy is throwing a lot of fastballs, they're going to jump on you. You know, they put good contact early in the game. And just missed the location on the last inning. I kind of messed up everything, but since I was not really worried about the first inning, I was thinking about just trying to stay in the game and try to go as long as I could.
How are you feeling in the sixth? Did you feel like you still had something left there in the last couple hitters?
Oh yeah, no, I was feeling good. Like I said, just one pitch and a mislocation on it, and I mean it. He was swinging, put a good swing on it.
Justice De Los Santos.
Hey, Frankie, what was the difference between that first inning and innings 2 through 5 that allowed you to get into a rhythm?
Felt like the first inning, like I said, I was jumping early on. I probably was missing location. The other innings, I was just being a little more carefully. I was just trying to hit my spots and stay in better location.
Let's go back to Matt.
How would you describe, or what was your kind of experience with the checks in between the innings, the umpires checking your hat and your glove and belt and everything?
I don't mind it, to be honest. I don't. They want to check, they can check. Like, I'm clean, you know, and that don't bother me at all.
Right now I think a lot of people are kind of looking at some of the numbers that are out there and if there's going to be any change from day to day. Tonight, the spin rates on your pitches were down. Is there anything that you would point to for that?
I mean, it was really humid. My arms were sweating. I got sweat all over my palm, you know, and going to make that ball a little slippery, and it's not going to have the same spin rate. But, like, I'm the guy that, like, I don't really check a spin rate, so I don't know.
Manolo.
Frankie, what do you think about Domingo Acevedo's the Major League debut? I guess that you saw him a lot in spring training.
Happy for him that he get to make his debut, you know, get to get his first punch strikeout, and just happy for him that he's here and they give him the opportunity.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, Frank.
We're going to have Sean Murphy next. Start with Justice De Los Santos.
Hey, Sean, from your vantage point, what was the difference between the first inning and innings 2 through 5 for Frankie?
He was just able to get ahead a little better, mix a little more effectively. You know, just a matter of it's hard to say. I thought he came out good and aggressive, but, you know, they came out ready to swing too. So credit to them, but Frankie, what he did today, you know, the stat line doesn't look so good, but the kind of guts he showed to go on and keep pitching, you know, 5 more innings after that it was awesome.
Let's go to Matt Kawahara.
Hey, Sean. We've seen, you know, Frankie come out and just kind of rely on his fastball in some of those outings. But he and you have both pointed to, you know, the Rangers kind of being ready to swing. What's the balance that you have to strike there when a guy does like to pitch so much with his fastball, but it can lead to kind of hitters coming out and looking at it? How do you kind of strike the right balance there?
It's one of those things that we have to mix better. And then, you know, we still have to throw our fastball. We just have to execute it well. You know, we didn't do that on every, you know, everything we threw today.
Manolo.
Hey, Shanna, this was Domingo Acevedo's Major League debut. What are some of the things you see out of him that you might like for the future?
Oh, man, I thought he was great tonight. I'm glad he was able to get his feet wet. And, you know, he came out and was throwing strikes, was throwing hard. He's got a little funk to him. You know, some good secondary stuff. So, you know, congrats to him. That was a good, great debut.
Let's go back to Kawahara.
I was just going to ask kind of what your view was. I don't know if you kind of watched or noted any of the checks that the umpires did of the pitchers, like in between innings, but just kind of what was your view of that and what are your sort of thoughts overall there?
It's kind of what we anticipated they would do after the innings for relievers. And I think before the starters went out for the game, they would check. Yeah, I mean, that's what we anticipated. And all our guys passed. So that was good.
All right. Thanks, everybody.
Thanks, John.
Yep.